Chapter 19.
I am very glad to see you, said Lawrence. Would you like to come to my cottage? We went up the path, and he took a key from his pocket.
You keep the door locked now, I said.
Yes. Someone knew about that pistol of mine.
He opened the door, and I went inside.
That means that the murderer must have been inside this house. Perhaps even had a drink with me.
Not necessarily, I replied.
The whole village probably knows where you keep your socks.
Then suddenly I asked, was the pistol loaded? Lawrence shook his head.
But there was a box of bullets beside it. Unless the real murderer is found, I shall be the suspect until I die. But let me tell you about last night.
He had, following Miss Marple's advice, gone up to Old Hall and talked to the servant Rose.
It's about Colonel Prothero's death, he had said to her. I feel that someone might have seen or heard something, and I wondered if you could help me.
Yes, sir.
I can imagine that Lawrence must have looked very attractive, with his blue eyes shining.
So, can you tell me anything about the lady who called to see Colonel Prothero the night before he died?
Mrs. Lestrange?
Yes.
Well, Gladys said...
Gladys?
Gladys's a kitchen servant.
So, what did she say?
Oh, nothing. We were just talking.
Lawrence looked at her.
I wonder what Mrs. Lestrange wanted to see Colonel Prothero about. Rose, if Gladys overheard something, it might not seem important. I'd be so grateful to you.
Well, she was walking past the study window, and the master was there with the lady. And of course, he did talk very loud.
Of course, said Lawrence.
She couldn't avoid overhearing. Can I go into the kitchen and speak to her?
Oh, no, sir,
Rose cried.
She doesn't want anyone else to know.
At last, a meeting was arranged in the garden, and here Lawrence spoke to a very nervous Gladys.
I didn't hear much,
she told him.
I understand.
Well, the master was very angry. After all these years, that's what he said, you dare to come here. Then he said, I refuse. You will not see her. I will not allow it. It sounded as though the lady wanted to tell Mrs. Prothero something, and he didn't want her to. And I thought, men are all alike. Even Colonel Prothero, a church warden, and...
Did you hear anything else?
He said, I don't believe it. Whatever Dr. Haydock says, I don't believe it.
Did you hear the lady speak at all?
Only at the end. She said, by this time tomorrow night, you may be dead. So, when I heard about the murder, I said to Rose, it's her who did it.
I thought of Miss Marple's church warden, with his second secret family. Was this the same situation? I also wondered about Haydock. He had saved Mrs. Lestrange from giving evidence at the inquest. Perhaps he suspected her of the crime and was trying to protect her. But something in me said, it can't be her.
Why?
And then something else replied, because she's a very attractive woman. That's why.